Thank you, Gary. The Eureka City Council meets this evening, and they are expected to approve the fiscal year budget put forth by city staff. The city's proposed budget lists expected revenue at just over $86 million, an increase of $9 million from a year ago. City expenditures are pegged at just over $63 million, with the bulk of that money going to public safety, with police and fire eating up 33%, or just over $20 million, and another $19 million for public works. City Manager Bill Pano said that the budget reflects the goals of the City Council.
The council did a comprehensive look at what it is the city should be working on, our strategy, and put it together into an action plan. And so we took that action plan, we merged the budget with that action plan, and so we're funding those things that the council sees as being a high priority for us.
The general fund is expected to be just over $30 million, the highest it's been in the last 10 years. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 o'clock in council chambers. The County Drug Task Force assisted the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency office from Salt Lake City with a marijuana investigation that targeted four men in the county who were allegedly growing, transporting, and selling marijuana in Utah. Over the past week, federal and local agents served search warrants connected with the four men and confiscated more than 1,400 marijuana plants, tens of thousands of dollars in cash, processed bud, numerous weapons, along with vehicles and trailers, some of which will be seized through asset forfeiture. Two men have been arrested, 63-year-old Michael Stallings following a search of his Willow Creek residence, and 32-year-old Paul Diller, after properties in McKinleyville and Fortuna connected with him were searched. Two other men are targets of the investigation, 34-year-old Jedediah Morris and 35-year-old Tyler Cooper, and they have yet to be arrested. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro issued a statement on Monday announcing that he has recognized Arcata's Fire and Light as the 2nd District Business of the Year. Chesbro presented the award to John and Natalie McClurg at a California Small Business Luncheon earlier this month and highlighted the fact that Fire and Light uses recycled materials throughout its production and distribution operations. The McClurgs took over Fire and Light in 1999. And vowed to create a sustainable business using recycled materials. And Chesbro said the district is fortunate to have them based in Humboldt County. And the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office learned of a possible homicide at a remote location on Spy Rock Road in Laytonville on Monday. Law enforcement personnel arrived at the location and found a dead body. Sheriff's detectives have begun an investigation into that person's death, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
All right, move him out.
What's up, Sarge?
Gotta leave here. See that sticker?
No, I'm blind.
Me too. But Queenie told me it says Humboldt Termite and Pest Control.
So?
Being termites, we can't stay. Matter of fact, most of us won't make it out of here.
It's tough being a termite.
It sure is, mate. Even harder with Humboldt Termite and Pest Control on the job.
I wish I worked for them.
Right. Let's go, mates! Keep it moving!
Call Humboldt Termite and Pest Control today, 442-4334.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department and the Arcata Fire Protection District are talking consolidation in an effort to save both agencies money. The departments already share in mutual aid, and they may share a fire chief in the near future. But the cost savings go further than just personnel, as Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods explains.
The economy of scale from purchasing, whether it's equipment, turnouts, tools, all those kind of things, that putting our purchasing power together is a real advantage. But it's a process. It's not something we're looking to just happen overnight. And it's really now up to the Arcata board to determine to what level of input Humboldt Bay Fire is going to have with their operations. We have things to offer, and obviously they have things to offer too.
It's still early in the discussions, but the changes could happen soon.
It is in process, and again, it's we've made some proposals to the Arcata board based on initial talks and conversations we've had. They are looking at those, and then we'll be making some future decisions, hopefully within the next few weeks.
The departments are also talking about sharing volunteers, sharing equipment, as well as a fire inspector and a battalion chief. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.